Welcome to Don't Get Offended, a production of the Press Pause Network.
Yo.
And definitely a take two right now.
One, two, one, one, one.
All right,
one.
So we should have done mic checks before. There was some unprofessionalism that just happened just before.
Yep.
No due diligence done.
It's true.
And yeah, just had to turn it off and turn it back on. We lost a lot of recording there.
I mean, yeah. I'll actually take the L on that. It was my mic.
We lost about 2 minutes.
Yeah, that's a long time, you know.
That is a long time in this world.
Do you know how many shorts you can get out of 2 minutes?
Quite a few.
Quite a few. Yeah.
About four.
What's been going on, man, anyway?
Hay fever. Hay fever's going on.
Hay fever's fine.
I went to my third funeral this week in 2 months.
For real?
Yeah, 3 funerals. And I just want to say, I'm just angry. And,
why, man?
Because after these jabs, yeah, right, I'll say it straight. After these jabs, people were, people are deteriorating very, very quickly. Just like that. And different ages as well. So, yeah, man.
That's sad to hear.
It's mad. It's mad. It's a mad world. I think the worst one was a 39-year-old. Yeah, man. So.
Or was that the one that you went to?
The second one I went to.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, man. But yeah, man. That's all I got to say about that, man.
Crazy. Crazy, bruv. Funerals, man. I hate them.
I don't need to be going to any more. I don't want to go to any more. And I feel like there's going to be a lot more that's going to happen in the next couple of years, man. So.
Not feeling it.
Yeah. So I had to do a bit of reflecting this week, man. So, you know.
And what did you reflect on, man?
I need to make more time for my boys. Make more time for, you know. Yeah, man, we need to make more time, man.
I said that to you on Saturday. I said, come down, help me garden. You didn't want to do that, so.
Hay fever.
whoa. Wait, hold on, Joe. You're asking him, man. He don't even have a garden. I've got a garden, man. I'm doing gardening this week.
He goes to me, boom, I need to spend more time. I said, well, I'm gardening, man. Come down and chill out with me, innit? No, I said, the garden. So you can't really want to spend time with me, then. It's as simple as that.
And John's got my number. He could have bailed me, man. I could have brought the digi juice down.
I didn't need help because he was saying he wanted to spend time. So I was just like, well, all I'm doing is gardening. So you're welcome to come and just chill. Now you're in the garden. All right, cool.
So what's the garden looking like now? Good?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's done. I've done it. Cut the grass, planted my, I bought a red robin plant. I'm getting into these plants. I'm making my garden evergreen. So I don't have to keep buying plants in the summer because my garden will just grow.
Evergreen?
Yeah, so evergreen plants.
Ain't that like a Will Young song?
Don't know, bruv. I don't.
Do you remember Will Young from X Factor or Popeye, one of them songs?
Yeah. When he came out after the show.
Yeah, he came out after the show. Yeah, everybody, I'm gay. But, you know, listen to my song, Evergreen, number one.
So, evergreen plants are basically you don't have to keep buying plants after the winter period.
So, what about fruit and veg? You done that as well?
Got fruit and veg in the back, got herbs. I've got tomatoes.
What type of herbs you got, man?
Herbs I've got.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
No, furthermore, what's it called? I forgot the bloody name of it. It's gone. Parsley.
Okay.
There's something else I got growing. I can't remember. It's Susanna Plight. I've got garlic growing.
Right.
Garlic.
Apple tree.
Okay.
And just other little bits that I don't know whether the weather's going to make me help do it, but we'll see.
The government's listening. Check. Strawberries
as well.
Strawberries. Check. Strawberries as well. What's that good for?
Yep. So yeah, man, it's just, but I'm focused more on the plants, man. I love my garden looking green.
Fair
just
play.
Just nice, man. So it's all tidy and ready for the summer.
I hope no mysterious rain clouds appear. Chemtrails, over specifically your garden.
No, I mean,
it's
hovering. It's Alexander's house. Right? Let's just stay here.
I had sun today, man. That was crazy. I had like crazy sun.
And the moment you come down to Brentwood, it's just
came
dark.
Down. It was just dark. I was driving down on the A12. I'm like, what is going on? Like, yes. I've just come from sun. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it was good, though. It was good today. Today was good, man. So I just chilled in the garden, cartured off all my garden chairs, make sure all the cobwebs and snails are gone off it, to sit on, man. Job done.
Don't talk to me about rubbish in the garden. See, in my garden, right, I've got like a four chair garden set.
Yeah.
Guess what's all up on the glass bit on the table?
Snails.
Bird shit. Slugs. Loads of it. Like, I'm trying to scrub it and it's not moving.
Karcher, man. Karcher just
blurs. I just got my power washer.
Yeah, Karcher.
Got it. Yeah. And even that, I had to bring it closer to the glass. It's not moving. It I just crank it back up.
That's why, as soon as they fall in your car, you need to get it washed like ASAP.
Especially
if you let it dry, out in the sun and that.
Do you know what the worst thing is?
Personal experience as well.
You know what the worst thing is? When you wash your car, you'll be like, this is perfect. Come back out and there's a dirty, run belly poop.
That's the worst time, because most people ain't going to wash that. Because they've already washed their car.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So they can't be asked, oh, I've got to go back again. You know? And if it's like, especially if it's like smaller, like, you're not really going to want to wash it again unless you physically wash it yourself, which you should do. You should just physically wash it yourself.
Washing cars are just so long.
It is long. Especially my one. My one's a big monster truck, man. I have to climb on top of the car and start washing the top.
Do you wash it yourself?
I've washed it a couple of times myself, yeah.
Long thing, man.
I have, you know, just to get out of the house. But more time, I'll take it to like a little drive through and let him do that.
Okay.
Man's like, listen, you got to figure out ways to just disappear sometimes, okay.
Yeah, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't like write off the garden just because you got hay fever. When you go out there,
I said, man.
And they see you like working away, they just leave you alone.
Yeah. In the garden, I'm doing the lawn. I got my hedges. I'm doing it slowly. One, two, three. Take my time all day. That's me for the next 3 days, man. I got an event to do tomorrow in Braintree, but on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'm doing the garden.
Yeah, that's it,
hedges,
man.
Getting it ready. And I remember you a few pods ago, you were saying you're gonna like make time for your guys.
Yeah.
Why don't you come down to Brentwood? I know Brentwood's a bit dark because you come from nice cultures to the Brentwood. Why don't you come down for a nice barbecue one week?
I will.
Yeah?
I will.
All right.
I will.
Hold on to that, yeah?
I'll do it. I'm trying really hard. It's just, I like my house. I just like being in it. But, you know, since Chris has said, yeah, we need to make, I'm like, all right.
I was
just chatting. I was just podding. That man's really on this thing. Nah, I'll do it, man.
Yeah, but even like podding is making time anyway, because
it
like,
isn't. It isn't.
Like, we like chatting anyway. Like, you know, we get to chat.
Why don't we just do a pod in your garden? We do that.
It has to be summer.
Well, obviously, yeah. God, yeah, yeah.
And whether Ryan will travel that far.
Oh yeah, that's like an extra hour on top of him.
If there's food, Ryan will be there.
If there's tacos, he'll be there. Burrito, crayfish burrito.
So yeah, but yeah, man. So what else to be going on? Yeah.
Other than that, man.
Just working and hay fever.
Work.
Just itching my eyes. I went harvester today. I ain't going back. When I was younger, I used to go, remember the one in Beehive Lane in Ilford, East London? I used to go to that one. I used to love that. They had one called the original combo. You get half a rack of ribs, quarter bit of chickens, coleslaw, chips and what's the other one?
Oh, the harvester.
Yeah, the original combo. Yeah. I used to go for that one. Barbecue. Oh, it was so good. And you used to go to the salad bar, you'll get yourself some nice salad with it.
Yeah.
It was banging. That's always been my go-to. There's another one called the 1983 harvester combo. So I'm like, oh, 1983? I was born that year. So I thought, let me give that one a try.
Yeah.
Come home. My belly's just doing... That's all it's doing when I got back home.
Damn.
It's just a road. It's just a cycle of just nonsense in my belly.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Don't get offended, man. Me and Von have just been, no one can use the toilet for the rest of the night. So forgive me, guys, if I need to leave, you know, in the next 10 minutes or so.
I'm sure she'll be happy sharing that information as well.
Exactly.
She went first.
What is wrong?
I was vexed, man. And the thing is, I used to love the original combo. That was my thing. Harvester. I ain't never going back there again. She had, what was it called? You know, the surf and turf, the prawns and the chicken and the beef. That was even worse. I had no bleach in sight, boy, but never
mind. What is wrong, man? What is wrong?
And I used the last bit of Febreze. I got no more left.
It's crazy, man.
One of those things. But otherwise, good day. Went swimming. That was before the harvest, by the way. Not afterwards. I'm back, man. Why not?
Oh, God, Jesus.
But otherwise, you know what? Same old week, busy week, start of the month. May the 4th be with you.
Yes, yeah. We're almost halfway through the year.
That's mad.
Next month is halfway. And I just feel it's just been a slow start, man. It's been really, you know what it is? It's, you know, you got the Christmas period and then the Christmas, like, it kind of culminates the end of the year. And then to get started, well, in the pagan calendar, bruv. Yeah?
Okay, all right.
It's the New Year's in April, so.
Well, of course.
This year was 21st of March, so.
Fuck March, man. It was April.
April.
But it's like, I don't know, it's been a slow start, man. So I'm just trying to, I'm realizing, like, fuck. May and in June, that's it.
Yeah, man.
We're in the second quarter.
And then you got July, you know, all the July born babies.
Yep.
You know?
Second quarter, man.
You got July household. So.
Oh, yeah, you do, innit?
Yeah.
Oh, man. What, everybody's born in July, your house?
No. Mrs. and then there.
I mean, and there's one day after me, innit?
Yes, she's one day after.
Yeah.
Love her. It's crazy. Right. Well, on that note, let's talk about some shit, bruv.
Let's do it, man.
You know what I mean? My name is John Alexander. This is Don't Get Offended. We're here to take you on an audio adventure. Let's get it.
That's right, man. All praises to the Most High Yah. I am the humble servant of Yahuwah, follower of Yahusha. Chris Samuels, I'm here to pod. Let's do this.
It's Mr. Colin Palmer, Mr. Burrito King. Every one of us here got hay fever. We're feeling it, yeah. But we're still going to bring like all types of madness. I got crazy, what's the one? Dark humor stuff. Watch later on. It's good.
I can't breathe out my left nostril, by the way. So
is it?
Yeah.
I can't breathe, man.
My man can't breathe. Be out your mouth, brother.
It's fine, man. I've got another nostril.
Oh, man. Now, right. What we got, man?
Let's get it, man. Right, so let's talk about some sad news before we just get on to funny shit. So, the guy that went around in Hainault killing people, well, killing the young boy, not people. He killed the young boy, injured everybody else. Let me start with this by saying it wasn't racial until the Sun made it racial.
I saw the thing. Yeah. I saw that bulletin, man.
My thing is, it's like the guy that did it, he was just a nutter. Plain and simple.
What's happened to him now? Has he actually been arrested?
He was in court last week, and then I think they set a trial date. I mean, to be honest, it's just running through the motions. Unless he says, I mean,
pleading insanity.
Yeah,
because he'd be in insanity, he'll go to a mental hospital for a little while, then he'll be out.
Yeah.
You know, but the Sun, they don't like black people, man.
They never have.
It's just I hate the Sun. It's some of the stuff they say and do. Let me see if I can find it. Right?
Oh, they call him Sword Lad, isn't it?
Yeah, they called him the Sword Lad. It's like
who?
His name's Daniel.
Who's the one who actually allowed that to happen? That's the person. Like you can, I'm sure that there had to be a process.
Editor of the Sun that allowed it to happen.
There has to be a process, though. Like someone writes an article, and there has to be a process of. Someone allowed it to happen. Like they checked that, verified it. All right, cool. That's good. Because that's going out on the front page of the paper. So who allowed that to be checked, authorized, and to be put out to the news? And I think what is written under it as well. What's under that?
It was a article they had on the front. Where it's the main article was Jude, what's his face? That Trent Alexander with Jude Law's girl on the front page. And then in the column, it was...
In a small section.
Yeah, it was Sword Lad on the front page. Lad 14, And it was just, look, there you go.
There's something underneath as well. What's the one underneath?
Rwanda raids on the migrants, go ahead.
Raw, everything on the left hand side.
Yeah.
Raw, man.
Yeah. Yep. So here
is the Sun meant to be a conservative paper?
Mike Sullivan welcomes decision. The Sun crime editor, He said the Sun's crime editor, Mike Sullivan Pitchard, has been told he will face no further action after being arrested over allegations of corruption to the Commonwealth. Okay, something else, right? So yeah, I just think it goes back to what I was saying, though. It's just they just don't respect us, and it don't matter on what level. And it goes to show a young boy has been murdered
from a sword.
Right, he was running on his way to school.
Yeah,
right. Let's think about that. Minding his own business. And what got me with that story was, you know, people apparently were shouting at him, but he couldn't hear them because he had his headphones in. Why not run up to the boy and just grab him? To keep him out of harm's way. You know what I mean?
14-year-old boy.
But it's just
boy,
like, man. It goes to show the media does not give a shit about us. Facts.
I never have.
No currency.
There you go. Mm. And it's just, it's time and time and time again, you just keep seeing it. And it's just like, what's their family going through to see their son referred to as Sword Lad?
I was just thinking that just now, just... like the sword lads, like that is just
it's fucked
ridiculous.
It's fucked up. Disgusting. It's just like
it's disgusting. That's all it is.
What are we doing here?
Shout out Arsenal putting like their RIP on them in the game. That was good.
I mean, you know, that's the least they could do. Hopefully they raise some sort of money for the family or something. I mean, obviously money's not
it's not gonna bring him back.
It's not gonna bring him back, but I suppose it will help. Or I hope some, you know, since the team wanted to do that, maybe one of them might have offered to pay for the funeral or something. You know what I mean? It's just, I think we're past this whole putting up stuff on social media or in a stadium or RIP. Nah, do something, man.
Yeah.
Do something now. Fuck all that, man. Like, do something. You know what I mean? If you've got the means and you've got the money, do something. What's a funeral cost to a club of that size? Nothing. Mm. It's £10.
Yeah.
Literally. You spend millions on players.
20p.
You know what I mean? It's nothing. It's crazy.
Hainault of all places, though.
Hainault's always been a bit off. I mean, I remember back in the day getting chased out by skinheads.
When Hainault?
Yeah, that was like when I was about 15, 16. I remember that. So that area hasn't always been like peace, love, and happiness.
No. I never thought that. You know what I mean? That's the last.
But it's yeah. I mean, you know, obviously now.
But then again, it's down the road. Down the road from Chigwell, and Chigwell's all crazy anyway. Chigwell was built off drugs, boy.
It's just crazy, man.
Different.
It's crazy, but I think with the attacker, I think he just had a screw loose. You ever seen that film Falling Down?
Yeah,
I think he's something like that. Just happened.
Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
he just pissed in it.
Just one day woke up, bang! I'm just on it. Mm. I think that's what it is. Sometimes people just, you know, how many times I sit in my car sometimes, bruv, and I just think, if I just let go, what the fuck's gonna happen if I decide to just let go?
You're just gonna RKO someone,
bro. Like we all have them thoughts. Mm. I'm just the first to admit.
No. Is it true? I read somewhere. Is it true that everybody in their life for 2 or 3 seconds of their life actually have the mindset of a serial killer?
Not 2 or 3 seconds, mate. It's longer for me. I'm gonna be on average.
You know?
I'm gonna be honest.
I think everyone at some point has experienced someone that's made them want to just. Do
a madness.
Do him in.
Yes.
Yeah. That's the best I can say.
Mine's not even do him in. Mine is plotted. It's.
Starts in the
but
mind.
It's just, you know what I mean? It's like.
It's sad.
It's
man.
Crazy. And don't, I mean, I'm not shooting this guy any bell whatsoever. What he done was disgusting. Mm. Like, you know what I mean? But my thing is. There was no kind of structure to it. Mm. You see, with killers, normally, like anyone that's being murdered or even down to sexual assault, it's rapists, there's a pattern. You know what I mean? Like,
So has he had like a past criminal thing before?
Nothing that I could read. Nothing. So I think this is just an isolated event where he just grabbed his sword and said, fuck it, YOLO.
And he injured some people as well, didn't
he? Yeah, he injured the police guy. Like, this was, it was just random. It was so random. And the fatality, obviously, now was Daniel. That was the fatality.
And he got tasered down to the floor.
Yeah. Well, this is another thing, you know, like, you're tasering them. And you've seen this multiple times, right?
Yeah, yeah. I know.
Even in America, right? Mm. The white people can do what they want. They get tasered. A black man
get shot.
Who is running, he ain't trying to fight no one. He's just like, I don't want to go jail. Get shot. Like,
there was a rapper, or there was a black boy a couple years ago in his car. I think
Chris Cabba.
Yeah.
That's the thing I put in the group. Yeah.
What was the story?
I think the car that he was in was caught by police saying that there was someone with the identification of the license plate of the car, that there was some trouble with the car, and the police guys were following them. He didn't stop. That's the problem with Chris. He didn't stop. He just kept driving off, and they just caught him.
Yeah.
And I think
was he playing his music too loud or something?
We spoke about this in the pod once. He played it too loud. He's like a drill artist. He had no previous convictions, but it's just the fact that police saw that this car was suspect to a previous problem, and they just chased him down. Yeah. Brixton or somewhere, South London.
Yeah.
And it's the thing.
They shot him in the head.
And they killed him.
Yeah.
And this guy.
So
he just gets tasered.
This guy's swinging a samurai.
So he wasn't killing anyone. He wasn't threatening anyone. He wasn't endangering anyone.
Mm.
But this guy here is killed someone.
Killed a kid.
Killed. How many people?
He hurt quite a few people. He killed one. Fatality was the boy.
A sword, bruv.
And he gets tasered.
And the thing is, you know, there was talks about changing policy where the police will carry tasers like as standard or something a little bit more lethal. Now, God help us if we get there.
Mm. Wait, so I'm thinking about this again, right? So Chris Cabba didn't do anything.
Mark Duggan.
Didn't do anything, right? But got shot, yeah? And those two dogs last year got shot.
The dogs are a little bit different though.
But
they're a little bit different.
Is it the same category now?
Yeah,
no blacks, no dogs.
Yeah. I mean, the dogs.
I might be reaching a little.
No, I get what you're saying. With the dogs, I think I said this before, I blame the owners, but equally, like, if the dogs attacking you and the owner can't get it under control, the dog needs to be put down.
Yeah, no,
I stand by that.
I hear that, but now I'm just thinking of the level of what we're below human life.
We are below animals. I've said this countless of times on the pod. We are like it goes white people, every other nationality, animals. Black people. that's what it is. That's the bar, man. That's the bar.
Wow.
And like, I stand on that. And there, nothing has shown me.
I put like plants and. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You dug me there.
Bruv. Do you know what's actually above us?
Roses,
yeah, swans.
The swans are protected. Swans,
no, white people, then swans.
Yep. They're the queen. They're
every
the
other nationality,
Indians, Chinese,
right.
Plants, right. Strawberries.
You try to attack a swan, and you get caught. You're arrested, bro.
Apple trees.
You know what I mean?
The hierarchy of needs, I guess. Mm.
We only time we're in favour is
Maslow, innit? Something like that.
Maslow's hierarchy of needs.
The only time we're in favour is nonsense. When it's hip hop or a white artist needs to get hip.
Mm.
I can name quite a few. Let's talk about Pink.
Oh gosh!
And her first album is R&B.
Yeah.
Have you found an R&B album since that album?
No, because she said she hated it.
Right. Miley Cyrus. She used it. When she first come out, she was mixing with all the black hip hop artists.
Mm.
got her, the thing, she didn't even need that. She was Hannah Montana. She didn't need to do that, right? Yeah. She done it, and then boom.
And now she can buy herself flowers.
There you go. And she even come out and said she don't particularly like hip hop. Mm. So it's like, you know what I mean? We're used, and we continue to let people in.
We've always been the biggest cash cows from day one, man.
It's crazy.
That's how it is, man.
It's good. And we just keep accepting it, you know? That's just what it is, man. It just gets to a time where you just think, you know what? It doesn't even shock me. When I saw that article, it didn't surprise me.
Yeah.
It was just
it doesn't surprise me either.
At least I don't get too vexed. At least anymore. He's not being accused of something.
Yeah.
You know, although the Sun, in that same article, like I said, the same paper, on the same day, they practically accused Trent Alexander being with Jude Law's woman.
Did he do it?
I don't know. He was on the front page, though.
Yeah, big front page.
But the sword lad was at the side there. It's like, come on.
So how is that the big story?
There you go.
That's where he's painting
a black man in a dishonest light.
Yeah.
You know, you're going after someone's woman.
Yeah. Mm. And that's the big headline.
That's the big headline.
But then there was another article I see. A white boy and a white girl. They got stabbed to
Yes.
death.
It's from the same school, you know. The girl's from the same school.
What's this? Sorry, say again.
The girl,
what,
this
from
article.
The same school as the...
Daniel, yeah. Yeah, so that article, which I thought was insane, she's actually from the same school. If I can find this again. But yeah, so basically, she and this boy got stabbed. Something bad happened to them, and they were front page of the Sun. This was a couple of, what, was it a year ago or something?
I think so.
Yeah,
I can't
they were in the front of the Sun. Mm. Front page, you know, whereas, I need to find it now. And it's just like, it's just insane. It is really insane. But, you know, I don't care, man. I don't care. Let me, give me a second, I'll find it. But yeah, so basically, when it comes to white people, the Sun's just, yeah, cool, innit? It was sad. But black people, nah.
We just get like a small little column in the left-hand part of the Sun.
There you go.
The piece.
Nah, I mean, the Sun...
Sending thoughts and condolences to all families.
He was going to school, bruv.
And the two, the white boy and the white girl that got stabbed as well.
Mm.
You know, thoughts to the families as well.
Thoughts, players, all of that, man.
I don't know what to say about that, man.
Right, well, let's get into something
as parents, that just pisses me off, bro. You know what I mean?
Oh, you're sending your kid to school?
Yeah.
Like, that's the last thing. You know, you know, kids leave school, you're not thinking about that. Mm-hmm. You just think they're going to school.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then you're being told, actually, my kid's dead. Huh? But I just saw him leave to go to school. It's crazy, man.
And then you get an article like that. Sword lad.
Bunch of fucking pricks, bro.
Oh, I hope they sue the paper, man.
They should.
They sue them right down to the ground.
They should.
But people put enough votes in, like, I think.
I don't know how the Sadiq Khan get thing again.
We're going to talk about Sadiq Khan, man. Let's get into it.
Ultimate Waste, man. How did he do it?
We let him in again. But you know what? To be fair... To
how
be
did he
fair,
do it?
Right?
To say it's officially won.
He's won, yeah.
He didn't win then. Because there's no way in the world, no way, right, am I believing that people want Ulez, yeah, and we're voting for him.
But the problem is though, it was either him or the racist woman.
Is she racist?
No, she's racist, man.
Who is she?
Hold on, let me find her name. Well, it was either him. Like it was really a rock and a hard place. I think people just didn't. So here we go. So it's official. Sadiq Khan has secured a third term as London mayor. Khan beat Conservative rival Susan Hall. With 44% votes. The problem is people didn't vote. Because the problem is, it's like now this is what's getting scary, right? Yes, the system's rigged. We hate the system, blah blah blah. But if you don't vote, you're gonna let people either stay or you get Susan Hall. Mm. So technically,
so what's Susan Hall done on paper that is racist? What she said?
She just doesn't. She's very what's the word? Right winged, let's say. Okay. But her opinions are very strong. And it's like I think she referred to Sadiq Khan's what do you call it? Not religion. Whatever his beliefs.
His faith.
Yeah, yeah. She made a slight dig at him and it was like,
what'd you say?
This has got nothing to do with like being mayor.
Right.
It's just like, you know what they do? They do underhand stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just to get under your skin, but it's like,
it's unnecessary.
You're being racist.
Yeah.
And you're trying to be in charge of a multicultural city.
Mm.
London is multicultural. It's not Colchester.
Yeah.
it's multicultural.
Yeah.
So you can't come with that attitude. So the problem is now, the people that did vote, I know what their mindset was. It was like, well, I don't want her in. So
it'll have to be him.
So wasn't there another person?
Yeah, there was that, the Green Party, which I tend to vote for. The Green Party. It's just a wasted vote, isn't
it's
it?
It's a waste
yeah.
of anything.
Yeah, it's just like
is that the climate change party?
Yeah. Oh, they're in trouble. You're never gonna win anything.
I can the Most High make something so like so perfect, and yet people think that it can be destroyed by humans.
You want to know how much you guys have made since 2022?
Garden.
Since Sadiq Khan's put this foolishness in place. For 2022, the money generated from ULEZ from the 9th of January 22 to 7th of January 23 was 230 million, of which 150 million came from daily charges on drivers on non-compliant vehicles entering the zone, at 80 million from PCN income.
There you go.
This country's disgusting.
And that was 2 years ago.
It's disgusting country.
And he's back in again.
Disgusting country.
I did see a little clip online where he was having his little thank you and some white guy walked past and says, I can't remember what he said. Says, he's back again. He's ruined London.
He got heckled in his speech.
Good.
They were shouting at him.
Get out.
He's tiny though.
He's bare tiny, bro.
Yeah.
I've seen him before.
The thing is, what do you do? He ruined London. To be honest, even if he had got voted out, I couldn't see them taking out the cameras now because it's a cash cow.
Yeah,
ULEZ is making so much money. Like they'll be stupid to take that.
Have you? There are people out there, right, that are putting like bat. I don't know if it's a hive or whatever. So it's like a place where bats can live.
They're sticking them on the cameras, isn't it?
Really?
Because legally you're not allowed to touch it.
You can't touch them.
You can't.
I'm sorry, say that again. They're putting bats where? They're putting bats around
the cameras.
Yeah, so like they're putting whatever it is, right? Bats will go there. If you move it,
it's
illegal.
It's illegal, yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Like bats have got more rights. So add bats to that list as well.
Bats got more rights than black people, yeah.
But imagine a black person standing next to ULEZ camera. Can you move? Yeah, you have to move. I've got rights. Can't move me. Oh, you got to move. Yeah, bats have more rights.
Swans,
man.
Bats, yep. Every other nationality.
Yeah.
Plants.
Ants, worms, even snakes, bruv.
It's fucking crazy, man. It's insane. It is insane. It's just like...
So the people that are putting that bat stuff on the cameras, keep doing it. Can you not do it to the speed cameras as well?
Oh, man. When was the last time you got a speed fine?
Not for a long time. Last time I had to do...
to be a speed awareness test.
Speed awareness, yeah.
Come like
2 years ago.
Yeah, I did that as well.
and the last one I did was 4 years before that. So yeah.
I think my first one I had actually was in a room. It literally come like Alcoholic Anonymous. We was all in a circle.
Yeah.
Like we in rehab or something.
Where did you do it? In Brentwood?
Yeah.
In the holiday
Inn. Holiday Inn, yeah. it's like I saw a crazy guy. Yeah. I just stand up and say, "Yeah, my name is Colin Palmer." And he goes, "Oh, how did you feel? Were you in a hurry to go? What was on your mind that day?" I only went 3 miles over there. I was at 33 miles an hour, man. Tried to get on.
Right, they asked you that?
Yeah. Talking like I had some stress going on.
No, our one was cool because the guy was like straight like, "Look, you're all here for the same thing.
Yeah.
So you can all relax."
That's it, man.
And that was it. Set the tone and everyone was cool for the day, man.
I like how John's been quiet. I bet you've had no congestion charge, no PCN, nothing. You've been good. You've been fair.
I've had a fine for being in the box when I wasn't in the box, but it was like,
I hate that one.
The
know?
Edge. Yeah, like I was out. My wheels was not in the box. It was the bumper. And they still done it. They still charged.
How do you think I feel? I got a bloody trailer when I'm driving.
Yeah.
My car's out of the box. My trailer's in the box.
And it's just like, it's one of them ones where you just think, really?
Mm.
And then the other time, Ulez, I forgot to pay it. But they let me off because I turned around and I only had to pay the 12 pounds.
If it's your first, if you said first attempt, your first offence, they'll let it go.
Yeah. But that's the only time. I don't get speeding tickets.
Mm.
I don't. I just stick to the speed light and I speed when I know there's no cameras.
That's good, man.
But A12.
He's played R&B in the car. He's just nice and mellow on the way home.
A12 is like, the cameras stop because they're doing road works. So
I hate it, bruv.
It's like the cameras don't actually work before, when you're outside Mark's Tay. It says 50 miles an hour, but trust me, I've done 70.
Mm. So they're 70 mile per hour cameras,
yeah.
But they've slowed the lane down for 50.
No, I just keep going.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
A12.
All right, and the cameras.
Yeah, cameras above Blackpink. We are at the bottom, bro.
I tell you, man. But yeah, no, I just, I just obey the law. Yeah.
Remember that time when I definitely 100% I parked on a single yellow.
Oh, I remember that. You didn't talk.
But the wheel was next to a double yellow.
Yeah, right? But
I was in. Right? I checked it. We checked it before going to the club.
And that was in West. That was in Piccadilly, weren't it?
Because
we had to go. Yes, we had to walk to. Where did we have to walk to? Marble Arch to get the car.
Yeah.
Oh.
They took the car and they towed it. So when we got back from the club,
yeah,
the car went there.
I'll allow it.
But they don't leave anything to tell you.
Yeah.
You don't know where the fuck your car is.
So you got to call the local pound.
No, you call the police.
Oh, Lord.
So I called the police, like, say, look, my car's been stolen. And they said, no, it's in the pound.
Which one was that, 206?
No, that was the Astra. I think it was the Astra.
No, it wasn't the Astra.
It wasn't the Fiesta.
Or the TT.
Must have been. I think it's the Fiesta. I think it's the 206.
You in that
206.
That Fiesta had everything.
It must have been the 206. It's the Fiesta or the 206. I think it's 206.
I remember, though, we walked down. Chris didn't speak for the whole journey. That's how I knew he was pissed.
I know when he's pissed.
Because he did not say
a word.
It was just like,
and it was and it's raining. Yep. It wasn't even raining that day, but as soon as the car's gone, it started raining like proper chucking down.
And it was late at night,
and my umbrella was in the car.
Yeah, he was livid.
Oh gosh,
I remember that, man, because that was like, raw, you're actually mad. This is deep.
Now, was it slightly funny for you? Slightly.
You know what it was?
I feel when you look back, it is.
Yeah, when I look back, it was funny.
Yeah, but I mean,
but at the time, it was like, this is new territory. Yeah. Man, it's never been this angry that he don't want to talk.
The first time John was in the rock and a hard place.
It's shit. But yeah, man, I just tend to just stay out of it. But the thing is, where I pass my test later, I've seen all the mistakes and I'm older, so I just ain't gonna do that.
Why are you looking over here?
I'm just saying, like,
no one's had more mistakes than me.
I ain't gonna do it, you know what I mean? It's like, I think there is
I'll give you that.
I've had enough mistakes. No one's had more fines than me. No one.
That's why I just think sometimes it's like, I don't know, when you do certain things later, you're less prone to just do silly stuff.
100%.
So just, you know what I mean?
So you think about the circumstances over the decisions.
Yeah.
Rather than the decisions.
And now it's just long. Like, where I live now, for that car to get pound now, and I need to get home.
Yeah, culture.
It's long.
Where's the pound? Where's
it? Well, around here.
No, you're.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, okay. But it would be long.
Yeah, because I think. No. I don't know. I can't remember where this one is. I think the nearest one I know is in Charlton.
Yeah, my car's been there.
That's over the river. That's the thing. People are like Charlton's far. It's not. It's like near the O2.
No, it's not. It's not far, right?
It's not far to drive, but to get to. Yeah.
But once you get there, you see how many people's got a car in a pound,
yeah,
and how many people they let in at a time. John, it's literally like one person an hour.
John, no lie, my car was there. I got there at 8 a.m. I didn't leave there till 9 p.m.
What were they doing?
It was the queue.
Yeah,
the queue went down the street.
It's mad. Yeah, the queue's ridiculous. I got there on the first day. I think I got there like 11 in the morning.
Yeah, right? Get your car, man.
And I didn't get my car that day. I had to come back the next day.
And they add an extra 250 on top.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for them to keep your car for another extra day.
It's a business to them.
Yeah.
And
it's
a joke. I would arrive there at 6 a.m. and stand there.
But the amount of black people that was there.
Yeah.
Was there a lot of black people there?
Why are you saying black people, man? There's enough people, bro.
No. The majority were black. Man. And they were all angry. Some were even smoking weed as well on the street.
Look. It'll be our own, innit?
But the thing is, when you actually go in to the place, the process is quite quick.
Very quick.
So it's like,
why so long?
Because they're being arseholes.
Yeah, they were like high fiving each other in there as well, playing games. Yeah, and on each other's phones. Yeah.
And they make you wait.
Yeah.
I'd be there at 6:30 in the morning. Fuck it. I'll be there.
Raining as well. Be there straight.
Got my umbrella. Don't care. I'll stand there, put on a few podcasts. Good to go.
Yeah, but I didn't even know because obviously. But
now I know. If anything happens like that at 6 a.m. in the morning, I'm there. I'll just line up.
Because obviously my first experience is the one in Marble Arch. Yeah. So
That was literally just go in and you go pay. It was quick.
And
it
you
was
come
a
out.
Process.
Mm. But the Charlton one, that's a different level.
Yeah, Marble Arch, and that one was open all night. Yeah. We went there and it was like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, just paid for it straight away and that was it, got the car. But this one, different. Different. They don't let people in.
It's Charlton though, isn't it, man?
Like, yeah, even some people say, you know what, like, F the car, man. F the car.
Yeah.
I've been there for 3 days.
Pay £1,000 for a 500 park car. Oh, man.
Long.
Even the car's got more rights than you.
Long.
Jeez.
Long, man. Fucking hell. That is nonsense. It's long. I won't do it, man.
Just obey the law, fellas.
That's it. Obey the law, you'll be fine.
Yeah, but I did obey the law when my car was on a single yellow. And I wasn't fine. So you're wrong. You're wrong.
All right.
Come back to me, bro.
He's upset again, bro. I can see that. You're wrong. No. You're wrong.
He's reliving it, bro.
Gosh. Oh, brother, I tell you, it's crazy, man. I remember the first time I started driving, and Chris, I think when you got in the car with me,
yeah,
you didn't know what to do, edit, because he was so used to just being in the in the driver's seat, and now he's not, and it was just, it was weird.
It's weird, man. Very weird. Look to the left, you're not there. It's a window.
It's just a window.
I spent a lot of time in the past. You know what? That's the crazy thing. I don't get enough props for that, right? I was in the passenger side of your car at the height of Scrubs, and I was still drawing gal like it was nothing. There should be an award for that because it was at the height when every girl's like, hey, it's not your car, it's your mascot. And give me your number, man. What? How you become getting home? You're going to get home the same way. Give me a number, innit?
Works every time.
People don't give me enough credit for that, right? They don't. Because when that tune came out, What people don't understand, right? Nah, it was that. And then when I thought I'd beat that, Beyonce come with bills, and to the left. And it was just like, you're trying to end my career. All that attack.
Survivor.
Yeah, that was.
I'm not gonna stop.
Can you pay my bills? No.
No.
You ain't even left home. What are you talking about? You
and me.
Fruit. Bullshit.
Listen, man,
it was the biggest lie.
I weathered all that storm. No one can't tell me nothing, right? And I done it in the passenger side of my best friend's.
And he's hotter than you.
Beyonce, all that foolish music, Survivor and all that. But ain't she the one that got cheated on by Jay-Z, and she's still with him?
Well, this is why this is the only black mark against her name, because it's like you got cheated on. And
by Becky with a good hair. Hold on. No, but
don't start with about her being killed.
Wait.
I know where you're going.
But she did die though.
Who, Becky?
Yeah. We don't know
she
this.
She didn't die.
But the Becky with the good hair.
We don't know who Becky with the good hair is. Well, and whoever
she was talking about.
Is she talking about a Cooley girl? Because we would assume.
You can't even say Cooley
now.
It's offensive, brother.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Right, okay.
Can't say that.
So what do we have to, what are we calling them then?
Long curly hair, I don't know.
Long curly hair?
Yeah, Trinidad girl.
Trinidad girl then, right? Whatever.
Yeah, but Trinidad.
But what I'm saying to you is, we used to associate them girls as the good hair.
Yeah.
Now, who is she referring to?
Well, the name Becky implies that she's white, I guess.
Nah.
Well,
you know,
he has a point.
Like Karen, Becky,
he has a point, but
Sarah.
Then equally, you know, it'd be the same thing. Are we just assuming that she's a white woman that she's talking about?
I think she wasn't. I think she was mixed race, I think.
There are some videos on, well, not video, well, there's a alleged response from a particular female saying about how Jay-Z, Beyonce and someone had a threesome. You hear about that?
She's basically what I said.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Oh, right. Is that her?
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but is
money,
she
money, money helps, boy. Money is, because like what I'm saying to you is,
you're
right,
an ugly motherfucker.
Exactly. It's like,
he's one of the ugliest people I've ever seen in my life.
Can we just?
Come on, John. It's fine.
It's Come you on. Know what.
Let loose.
It's love. It's love. And love makes you do stupid shit, right?
Well, I mean, she made a banging album off it.
Yeah, and some say it's a classic. You know, Lemonade's all right. I mean, I am a Bay High fan, but, you know, I just think you can't talk that talk and don't back it up. So you said to the left. If he cheats on me, I'll leave. Mm. Well, you don't need him for money because
she makes more than him.
There you go. So clearly you love him. That's why you're there, right? So love wins, man.
Love wins the race, sir. Yeah.
She loves him. I mean, look at him. It does irritate me. It irritates me. Every time I see him, I'm like, all it is you got 500 M's. Like, if I made that, yeah.
Nas comes to my dick sucking lips. Fully ethered, boy.
Oh.
I know.
Right, you know what?
I know.
I don't even know why we've rendered off this topic. We just
I heard Beyonce's been bleaching as well.
No, she hasn't. Stop, look.
No, that's what
listen,
I heard.
You're not good. Listen, no.
Has she been bleeding?
No.
Again?
No.
That's what I heard.
No. No.
Was she there? Was she there? Was she trying?
I'm not having you go against.
If she tried, allegedly.
Because, she knows black people are at the bottom of it, so she's trying to make sure she levels above.
Yeah. You know, I do my family, right? I'll tell you what I do, right? Susanna won't find this funny, but I find it hilarious, right? So every time
Maslow.
Susanna Aaliyah or Chloe get on my nerves and start moaning, I do this, right? And I say, because they're all Virgos.
Okay.
So I say, I can only talk to you while listening to this. The best Virgo. And they just look at me like, Aaliyah tells me to piss off. Susanna says some very chosen words that I'm not going to repeat.
Oh, I'd love to know what she says.
Chloe just shuts the door.
And what about Charlotte?
Charlotte's not a Virgo.
Oh,
she's a Pisces.
Oh, okay.
Not that we believe in any of that stuff, but I just wind them up. Yeah, you know what I mean? It's funny. Well. But yeah, so no, I'm not. She didn't bleach her skin, bro. Stop that, man.
That's what I heard anyway. That's what the reports were saying.
Mm. What reports? The streets?
Nah, not even the streets. Not even the streets this time. Like, I just saw it on an article.
Which article was this?
Twitter.
X again.
Right, let's get on to it. Let's
Twitter. It'll never be X.
You know what? Nah, I told you about the algorithms last week, innit?
Yeah, you said you was getting all type of nonsense. Bruv, right, what new things are you getting now, bro?
I open
X.
Twitter.
So I had all the, obviously I'm gonna get onto the Kendrick beef and da 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 da.
Yeah. No one's Xing, they're tweeting, innit? So it's Twitter.
And scroll down further. Scroll down. There's a podcast I follow, and I clicked on that, and I was just seeing their reviews of what's been going on. And it says buzzwords. Someone referred to Drake as what they say. They said something like Kendrick quoted anyway, but it was some sort of sexual reference, and there was a hashtag. And boy, when you go into that and you go into further down into the replies and the comments, mate, what was being uploaded was insane. So I come out of that, and because now I've got into it, it's picked up on my algorithm. So then when I've opened it up again. So
he basically thinks, oh, John likes this. I'm going to just throw everything to you.
It's like, sometimes when I open it now, I have to look over my shoulder because I don't want Susanna seeing.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I swear that's not what I was doing.
I wasn't looking at it.
I swear.
Because the thing is, now it's like Pandora's box. You don't know what's gonna come up when you open the app.
Yeah.
And the thing is, even
and now, I'm almost afraid. Like I'm seriously contemplating on just deleting the app because
just delete it then.
No, I can't. It's
Twitter.
It's news.
You get all the real news quick.
Yeah, it's more. It's real news.
And this is the thing. Sometimes I want to know things quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's like Twitter is like, it come up before it was reported on the news.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, that's why I've got it. But it's like, now it's just like, mate, this is like, it's getting deep.
Like a circus.
It's getting deep. Like women are just squirting on the page.
What?
Yeah.
Literally.
Really?
Just, it's full on Viagra Falls.
Rotted.
As soon as I opened up the page, it's like, rah, what is... And I'm like, you know, you started fumbling because you can't.
Move it. Flip it out. It's frozen. You can't turn it off.
It's sick. It's like, ever since Elon took over this app, it's just Pandora's box.
I don't know what he's done to it because even like when you type in a name and you want to see like the latest trending...
topic.
I don't know, like searches on it on the person. It's not. It's. I don't know. It's messed up because now it's like going back to old ones, which were the highest ones. And I'm like, hold on, what have you done to the thing? Like, it's not. It's not relevant now. I don't know. It's messed up, man. It's messed up. I think they want me to download the X app. Because mine still says Twitter. It's still got the bird on it.
Yeah, you know what, bruv?
It's still got the tweeting,
to
bro.
To be honest, right?
I'm not downloading that.
If there's a way, the thing is you can't though. If there's a way, like, because the minute you even click on the trending topics, then obviously it assumes you're in that realm and you're like, you know what I mean? You can't even, you know what I mean? So I am just considering deleting it and just coming off it because it's just long. It's long. I don't want to open up my app and feel like, oh my God.
But ain't like Insta. Instagram and the other ones, a bit TikTok, are they all like similar to that?
Nah, Instagram is who you follow. So.
Oh, right.
Twitter's.
I'm very particular
about where you
who
follow.
I follow. Mm. So I know there's people I've had to take off because I know sometimes they just try and bust with the algorithms, so they'll load up a photo that's just like naked. And you're like, what are you doing? Delete. Right, cannot right. be opening this app. And that's the first thing I see. Because
right.
my missus is sometimes
it's a safe
sitting,
app.
Yeah, she's sometimes sitting next to me. Mm. And if I open it, I can see that. The next questions are going to be long. Yeah. What are you doing with that? Yeah. Mm. Well.
And the Virgo comes.
Delete.
Worst thing is that you know when the actual phone freezes. Come on, man, move.
This is it. You can't. This is it, man. It's insane.
Now me.
It's insane, right?
Or if you hold the what's it called the screenshot button and it locks the phone, and then you got to unlock the phone and it's back.
Have you? Sometimes, right?
Oh no.
Sometimes because I've got this double tap on the back of my phone. Huh? When you double tap it, it takes a screenshot.
You double tap the back of the phone?
Yeah. So like,
take a screenshot.
This is why I got Samsung. I ain't going to deal with that nonsense.
So basically, hold on, it should, I bet you won't do it now. I ain't going to do it. You normally do it with just two fingers. There you go.
Oh, rah.
Yeah. Right. Sometimes it does it. And sometimes I'll be on the phone and where I've just tapped it like that. Sometimes it's sensitive. See, look, it's done it, yeah. See, just like that.
Right.
And it will take a screenshot and you think, oh shit, I didn't want to take a screenshot of that. So then you try to delete it and it goes into the stream and it's just a picture you don't want on there.
Oh, gosh.
No, you probably ain't got it. Yeah, yours ain't doing it.
What's it? You're 14?
Yeah.
Okay. Mine's 13.
That don't mean anything. You should be able to do it. Yeah.
It's not doing it, man.
It's a setting. Yeah, it's a setting. So obviously, I've had this turned on and I don't know how to turn it off.
Right, I used to work with phones, man, but I didn't know nothing about phones.
Oh, yeah. You was, what was he doing?
I was just a manager.
Man, you was managing people.
Managing people.
Right, well, let's get on to the real topic, man. You know why this is a topic? Because I came down this morning. And I was Jay's fluid out the garden. So I was doing the patio. Come inside, Santa said, breakfast is ready. So come in, sit down. And then my little one, Chloe, the middle one, she's like, Dad, what's wrong? You heard the Drake beef, huh? You don't even listen to rap.
She said the Drake beef.
Yeah.
Okay.
She goes, I said, you don't even listen to rap. I heard all the tracks, Dad.
Chloe looks
how?
Chloe looks way innocent.
Yeah. She listens to Kai Cenat.
Wow.
Yeah, she's tapped in with him.
The number one streamer in the world.
Yeah. So she's like, Dad, it's on Kai Cenat stream. What? Who? So I had to quickly learn about Kai Cenat because obviously I didn't realize how big he was.
He's number one.
Yeah, he's big. He's big. Mm. So she's telling me about this Drake beef and Kendrick. It's Kendrick and Drake. Now, Kendrick, for me, we spoke about this last week, but it's escalated to the point of Drake dropped a diss track, and immediately Kendrick dropped one in response, like literally an hour later. Mm. Drake track was called Family Matters.
Yeah.
Kendrick was called Meet the Grahams.
Wasn't it like Drop a Give Me 50?
No, that was last week.
I can't keep up.
This week, like there's been so many diss tracks. Mm. At this point, so basically Drake in Meet Family Matters basically just rebuts everything that Kendrick says, blah, blah, blah. Kendrick comes back an hour later. This is the quickest response to any diss I've... Like, off that, he gets points.
Mm.
By the way, we're not a music podcast, but...
Fuck it.
It's news.
This is, yeah.
It's good.
And it's hip-hop, man. Mm. And...
Do you think this is orchestrated?
I think it's what the game's been missing.
To give the people something.
It's what's been missing for time. A good little
beef.
Still,
it's still not the level we're used to. Let's be honest.
Well, no, look, it'll never be like 90s beef.
It's not. It's, you know, I mean,
Mob Deep and...
Yeah, everyone's saying, you know, Kendrick, but it's still soft. Like, the disses are like, really? Like, okay, like, I personally probably would have made a diss track. Yeah. It's just like, what is this, man? Like, come with something... substantial, which to be fair, Kendrick did it with the last one. Called man a paedophile, basically.
A minor.
It's crazy.
That was and Drake hasn't said nothing yet.
I think if I'm Drake, with all my millions, I think he's close to a Billy as well.
Possibly.
I'm shutting up. I'm not responding. It's just not, he's got more to lose by continuing this.
Yeah.
Because if Kendrick is Kendrick, everybody loves Kendrick, he's hip hop, everybody loves him. So he's got the hip hop on his side. Drake don't need hip hop on his side. He's pop. He's whatever you want to say about him, he's popular. He's pop. So he's already in a different money stream. It was cute. Yeah, it was cute.
Who started first?
Well, here we go. So first person shooter apparently was a shot at Kendrick. But if you listen to first person shooter, J. Cole said it's the big three. But then he says, I feel like Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
Now, I don't really see that as a shot. I see that as he's kind of saying, look, it's between us three. We're the top three. And it was on Drake's own record. And Drake didn't take it like that. Yeah. And then Kendrick dropped, well, Metro Boomin and Future dropped the Like That record. And that's when Kendrick just started spazzing. J. Cole dropped 7 Minute Drill, then took it back and apologised.
Idiot.
Is he an idiot though now? Look what's come out, man. Like, he's just...
I've been out the loop. What's happened now?
Based on what Kendrick's saying, it's getting really personal.
Oh, gosh.
I think this was... if this was a skill of... let's show who's the best rapper. Right? And I think that's what J. Cole wanted, was to just showcase his skill. I'm nicer than you. Right? Great. But I think he knew. He's had a phone call with both of them. Because he's still friends with them.
Yeah.
And I reckon one of them said... someone says something a little bit I don't like, I'm going off the edge. I'm jumping off the cliff.
Right, yeah.
And I think Cole was like, that's not what I wanted this to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to gracefully bow out. I'll take the heat. I'll say sorry. I don't care what anyone says. Because now people are turning around and saying, well, Cole backing out, maybe it makes sense now because it's getting super personal and Kendrick's not letting up. He's got his foot on Drake's neck.
Well, especially with his yard on Google.
Yeah. On Google Earth. Oh, gosh. What's this? He's got his... Serious?
Yep. His yard's on Google Earth and it says Kendrick owns it.
Damn.
Owned literally.
Damn.
It's liberties.
Damn. Damn.
Don't get me wrong.
That was a big album as well. Look,
Drake's diss tracks are good.
But did you write them though?
Does he not write his music?
Not all of his stuff, no. He don't.
Where is it?
It's well documented, man.
But he don't care. The
singing part or the
probably both. The thing is, right, it's like with an artist like him, I don't put him like in that folklore hip hop category. I don't put him in, like, I don't look to him for my real hip hop music.
Never. Like, I've never have.
There you go.
Yeah,
so it's never like, have. I don't it's know pop. Why. Yeah, I don't it's know why pop. People are surprised. I don't get it. Has Drake made more bangers? Most probably than Kendrick. He has. I mean, he's got a few Rick Ross features. But that
In the culture of hip hop, you don't match him.
No, you look at Kendrick, and that's the only audience Drake is losing right now. But in the grand scheme of things,
what about the Mandem?
I hate when they use that word. Oh, man. It just sounds like a prick.
It's though. Carbon copy, man.
Sounds like a prick, man.
It's a question. Did Tupac write his own music?
I'm sure he did.
Are you sure?
John's extra quiet. What were you saying?
I saw something and I don't want to say it because I think you might be onto something here.
Are you serious? No. This is news to me, you know, man. Oh, gosh.
The thing is, you'll be surprised.
You're going to make my dad pissed off, man. He's his favorite rapper of all time.
You'll be surprised, man, about people that don't write their own stuff.
I said it a couple of years ago, man.
But
Yeah, also about that video.
But the thing is,
what did you see?
I'm intrigued.
I just saw some stuff. And I also read album covers that I have.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, you got writers' names there. But that could be anything. They could have added a, I don't know.
Well, it was like the Outlaws wrote something.
The thing is, you know what? I wasn't really a Tupac fan. I just wasn't. I wasn't really a Biggie fan.
Mm.
I wasn't. I was always Wu.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For me, it was like I'd listen to Biggie more because obviously when you're out in the clubs and all of that, you hear that music. And I was drawn to the Bad Boy more.
Mm.
West Coast, I wasn't really drawn to. Like aside from the banger tunes, you know, like Ain't Nothing But a G.
It's probably because they Gin all sounded the same. Like that, the actual production all sounded the same. There's only three main producers. West Coast has just had that, that kind of twang to it. It just all sounded the same, really.
West Coast wasn't really my thing.
Mm.
I always liked East Coast.
Mm. Well, Tupac wasn't the person that he claimed to be. So, so that's, you know. Even that the actor Michael J. White. Michael J. White?
Yeah.
Yeah, he said
there's
it.
An interview with him, right? And he even says that Tupac wasn't the person portrayed. He knew him personally.
Mm.
He was his friend. The Tupac that you saw rapping wasn't the same Tupac that was the actual person. And the same Tupac that was the actual person went to a theater school.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And was, you know, he was very eccentric in his personality.
Oh, okay.
like that. Okay. A bit flamboyant.
Right.
See, I ain't going to do all of that. I don't.
Oh, you mean like rainbow colors?
I'm not.
I'm not going there. Whether, you know, that's his choice if that's how he was. But I don't think Jada Pinkett was was a lover. I think they were actually best friends, like BFFs.
Right.
You know? But Michael J. White has said it as well. And I put a video in the group, and now that video is gone.
So was his
pronouns? Because the person's channel got taken off YouTube.
So was his pronouns they them?
I would definitely say so. What?
Oh gosh!
I don't know.
He's an actor. He's an actor.
Yeah, I know he's an actor, man. I know all that whole Suge Knight thing. That was just a bit of like media frenzy nonsense.
No, but he's an actor. Mm. I don't. Yeah. Anyway,
have you actually watched any of his movies?
Who, Tupac?
Yeah, Pac's movies.
Yeah.
Above the Rim. What's the other one?
Gridlocked.
Yeah.
I thought that Gridlocked was a terrible film.
But you're watching it now.
Yeah,
Everything looks terrible now, man.
It's true. Even do you know what looked terrible? I tried to watch it not long ago. It was on Amazon Prime. Shutters.
I saw that the other day.
I saw the beginning of it. Yeah. And I just switched it off.
Yeah,
What is this?
I forced myself to watch the whole thing. I was cringing the whole way, really.
Yeah. Even I saw Boys in the Hood during the
Lawrence Fishburne
the pagan season period.
Christmas, bro.
Yeah, Christmas.
Two trees, bro.
Two trees.
Yeah,
you're the one who started it, brother.
Don't lie, you started it, man.
I didn't want any of the trees anyway.
Yeah, you did.
No,
stop lying, man.
Matching pajamas, bro.
Where? Where's the evidence?
Man loves the pagan.
Where's the evidence?
Christmas crackers, brother.
Where's the evidence?
I saw there was a picture online you put.
Nah, man. Was that me?
You know, Connie will come with them pictures.
Listen. I'm going to send.
Get the evidence.
Right in the Dropbox. Okay.
Get the evidence.
Get the file out.
Yeah. Go. Go get it. Get it, boy.
Oh, man.
Well, listen, man. It's been good, bruv. I mean, have we got any more topics to discuss?
Let me just have a quick check, actually. Just have a look.
Because it's been a dry news week, boy.
Yeah, it's not really, it's not really much happened this week.
Quite good, man. We've covered quite a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can't think of anything.
Yeah, it's been dry this week, man. Very, very dry.
Next. Oh, Adidas and Stormzy launched Murky FC.
I don't care about
South London.
Oh, okay. That's good, good. You know what? Nah, let me take that back. It's not. It's never really publicized enough when someone black is doing something good. So you know what?
Mm.
Big up Stormzy. Good, man. Keep doing what you're doing. And he still puts people through, don't he, to uni?
Yeah, he still does that.
So you know what? Well, nah, good, man. Good. Well, listen.
Anything. No, there's literally nothing else.
On that note, we're leaving. We're not here next week, but we'll be back next week. Ooh. Life is lifing.
Where you going, man?
I'm going Ireland, man. I'm going Ireland for a couple of days. And we'll be back next week. So just take care, be safe, look after yourself and each other. My name is John Alexander. Thank you for listening to this audio adventure. I am out.
Now for Springer's final thought. All right, I'm out. And yeah, make sure you hit us up on our social media, Instagram, TikTok, also the YouTube, and make sure you leave a comment, make sure you like, make sure, most importantly, share us. Like, don't be greedy, don't
share,
be selfish.
Man. Tell your girl.
Share the love.
Tell your girl, tell a friend. don't be like that, man. I don't care. Tell your girl, man. Tell your girl. Don't pod block.
Pod block. That's a wicked name, you know.
Yeah.
The pod block.
Yeah, don't pod block.
Don't pod block. You know what, bro.
Don't be a pod blocker.
And that's the thing. All the time, people always say, "Oh yeah, yeah, I've heard your pod." Even at the funeral, someone said, "Oh yeah, I seen your pod, I seen the reels and that." And
follow.
I didn't see them follow.
Yeah, man. Stop. Yeah.
No, that's silent listeners.
Follow.
But
subscribe.
Follow.
Like. Tell your friend. Don't tell a friend. Block. Tell the chung one. Tell all of them. Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Even the ugly one.
Tell the best friend.
All of them. Peace.
I'm Chris Samuels. I'm out. All praises to the Most High. Yahuwah.
Yo, it's Colin Palmer signing out. But it is Cinco de Mayo. Mayo? You don't know what I'm talking about.
Man.
A Mexican holiday. I do have a Mexican food truck. So a couple of dark humor ones, as you're not going to hear it next week. So, you know, recently, I think do you actually get any comments on some of the dark humor ones I put out? Do you get anyone saying, oh, why did he say that?
No.
I'm just doing it for nothing. Hey. So,
Yeah.
Put them all together.
Yeah.
Colin's dark humor corner. Yeah, why not? Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. We better hold on to our hats.
Yeah. We'll definitely have some that instrumental in the background on that.
Here, this one. Why did the Mexican guy take Xanax?
Don't know.
For his panic attacks. Next one. Oh, this one's mad. I'm not saying that your mama is a hoe, but the way the party went at your conception, you're lucky you don't bark.
Damn.
So it's a mad one. And I got one more for you. I got one more because we ain't going to be here next week. One of these days, ChatGPT is going to have enough of our stupid ass questions and it's just going to launch all the nukes. Good night.
And on that note, peace out.